Phoenix Audio presents
The Kite Show by Eric Lustbader. His name was Doe Duck Fujiro, but everyone who knew him in Hollywood, Florida, called him Donald Truck because all the forged papers used this name. He had chosen Hollywood because he could easily remain anonymous. Doe Duck had been married for the past 2 years to a beautiful all-American woman named Hope. He was in the bedroom of his ranch house when the front doorbell rang. Doe Duck padded to the front door. A Federal Express agent handed him a small package. As he did, he caught a glimpse of the image tattooed on the inside of Doe Duck's left wrist. It was a human face. The left side was skin-colored, its eye open. The right side was blue with dye, and where the eye should have been was a vertical crescent. Doe Duck turned the package over. It was from a store in London called Avalon Limited. He unwrapped the package and inside found a pair of socks. Doe Duck stepped into the kitchen where the sunlight slanted in through the window. It was then that he saw the words emerging from the pattern. They were in a vertical strip down the outside of each sock. Primo Zani, they said. Doe Duck felt the slow thud of his heartbeat. At length, he returned to the bedroom, pulled down his dusty overnight bag, and thrust into it what he needed. Back in the bedroom, he gave a glance toward his still-sleeping wife before moving his dresser to one side. He took out a pocket knife, pried up the carpet, removed 2 lengths of floorboard, and extracted a metal ammo box. He opened this and plucked out a mask constructed of papier-mâché, which he held as tenderly as he would the body of an...